There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 40. Okay, friends and family, and I include all of you all around the world out there who care, even if you don't like the program, you listen in because you know you might hear something that will matter. And that's what we try to do, to present things that you can consider and discard or incorporate into your portfolio of intellectual processes or whatever you want to do. So that's why we're here, and Mitchell Henderson is back this hour to talk to us about probably the most, well, I think the most critical time since the Cuban Missile Crisis, and maybe even worse. Did you see the top story, Mitch? We're in the number one flagship Russian television station, posted the map of Eastern Europe and drew arrows into Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, part of Poland, and an island off the coast of Sweden, and making it quite clear that the Russians, I don't speak Russian, but making it quite clear that the Russians had ideas about those areas as buffers. I hope you saw that. If you didn't, that's at the top of the headlines, because they had maps. And these are the top people in Russian television talking about this. It was wild. Anyway, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
So tonight I want to talk about the current trajectory of World War III. Okay, and I want to start out with a quote because this leads into everything.
All right.
Okay, so this is the quote. Zealots of wokeism try to censor voices who do not agree with theirs because they fear the absurdity and weakness of their positions will be exposed.
What was the first word?
Tulsi Gabbard.
What was the first word?
Zealots of wokeism. Zealots.
Okay.
Yes.
Zealots of wokeism. That's quite a statement. Go ahead and read it again.
Zealots of wokeism tried to censor voices who do not agree with theirs because they fear the absurdity and weakness of their positions will be exposed. Tulsi Gabbard said this. So this morning, Rhino Senator Mitt Romney called Tulsi Gabbard an anti-war Democrat, a traitor for not supporting the pedophile Marxist Biden regime's war in Ukraine. Keep in mind that Romney has never been to war, and Gabbard has. She's done two deployments to war. Okay,
yeah.
This should tell you how necessary it is to know the truth. Okay, so let me start with the China factor. Okay, the Chinese refer to the USA as the, quote, empire of lies. Okay, so this is how what she says leads in. It's like, it's not just us who's aware of the lies. The whole world's aware of our lies, okay? So Chairman Xi has vowed to rejuvenate China, including bringing Taiwan under Chinese Communist Party control. Every leader of China since Mao has vowed to retake Taiwan, but Chairman Xi is the first to have the military to do it. Xi says this is just him defending China's territorial integrity and national sovereignty. The UN already recognizes that Taiwan is a part of China, as do 180 of 195 nations on Earth, including the United States, who recognizes them as part of China. Okay. Before World War III began on February 24th, the idiot pedophile Marxist Biden regime approached China with top-secret information on Russian troop deployments and asked China if China would step in to make Russia hesitate. China had no respect for woke Americans, so they took the top-secret intelligence that we shared with them and promptly gave it to Russia. When China looks at what is happening in Ukraine, Chairman Xi is looking at a conventional war fought by a nuclear power. There are differences in that Ukraine was a sovereign nation, but Taiwan is not. The UN already recognizes Taiwan as an integral part of China. Russia is attacking over land with the civilian populations. China will be crossing the 100-mile wide Strait of Taiwan. China asked the United States years ago if we were willing to lose Honolulu, San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, and Seattle, and Anchorage over Taiwan. Their question is being answered now in Ukraine. Is Europe and the Five Eyes, U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, willing to risk thermonuclear war over Ukraine? Well, no. But we'll get to how that could change quickly. Okay. On March 9th, the South China Morning Post reported that Zhang Lanqi, a member of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference National Committee, suggested to the People's Congress that conditions are becoming ripe to promote the reunification of the motherland by legal means, whether in a peaceful way or not. Zhang wants to draw up legislation to make it a criminal offense to oppose the reunification of China, applying to all Chinese people in the world, including Taiwan. In effect, people in Taiwan that resist unification will be treated as criminals, not prisoners of war. They also want the legal framework made to administer Taiwan when it is liberated. In another article, it said that sanctions on Russia will destroy the world economy. Well, that is the main objective of the World Economic Forum. China also said that it would retaliate if the U.S. sanctions Chinese companies doing business with Russia, saying that the retaliation would be firm and forceful. So let's look at a letter written by Nathaniel Rothschild to the British government. This is a direct quote from a letter as published by the British Government Gazette, okay? So I'll quote it. If Russia wins in Ukraine, then we lose the New World Order. We have to hit Russia hard so that China will stay in line. Vladimir Putin is the worst dangerous man since the defeat of Hitler, with Xi Jinping a close second. Ukraine is an essential piece that we cannot afford to lose in the neopolitical chessboard. We must bring Russia to its knees through any means possible to send a strong signal to the Chinese and to protect our global system of norms and liberal values. We must be under no illusions. If we allow Vladimir Putin to seize Ukraine, it will send a signal to our enemies, Iran, China, and North Korea, especially, that we will do nothing when faced with an onslaught of force. In effect, our current path of lack of military action means that our global order is dead on its face. Okay, so remember that Zionists are in fact Satanists or Luciferian, as they prefer to describe themselves. Satan's main tool is deception, so it's best to examine this letter carefully. He is calling for war on Russia and China, knowing that such a war will involve the USA, the European Union, Russia, China, Japan, Korea, Iran, the Middle East, and Israel. This war is the opportunity for the new world leader to announce himself. Remember that the Zionist world leader wants to rule directly. He does not want to have to negotiate with anyone. He wants to be the world dictator. He wants to be our God. Okay? So Ukraine is not only the best place to incubate World War III, but has symbolism for the Zionists. The national symbol of Ukraine is what looks like a bird flying down. That symbol is called the Trizub, which is an ancient Khazarian symbol. The Khazars' ruling elite converted to rabbinic Judaism in the 8th century A.D. They are purported to be the feedstock of the Ashkenazi Jews, who fled west into Europe as the empire collapsed. The Khazar elites followed the Babylonian Talmud, which is the foundation of Zionism in ancient times. Okay. So has the British government taken its orders from the Rothschilds? On March 5th, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said, and I quote, "Vladimir Putin's act of aggression must fail and be seen to fail." He said that the U.S. and Europe have not done enough for Ukraine. Johnson wrote that the international community must move from talks to concrete actions. First, an international humanitarian coalition. Second, a better coordination of the efforts to provide Ukraine with defensive equipment. Third, we must maximize the economic pressure on Mr. Putin's regime. We must expel every Russian bank from SWIFT, which, by the way, is a red line that Putin set. If we do this, he will initiate thermonuclear war against NATO members. And giving our law enforcement agencies unprecedented powers to peel back the facade of dirty Russian money in London. If you're Russian, your money is dirty. And post-war, these same laws will be used to attack British subjects, as it always happens. Fourth, we must avoid any creeping normalization of what Russia does in Ukraine. In other words, nonstop bitching and whining against Russia, just like they did to Trump for 4 years. Fifth, we should remain open to diplomacy, but it's for Ukraine to make the decisions on any political settlement. Actually, as long as Ukraine does what we tell them to do, is what it means. Six, the Euro-Atlantic security must be strengthened to include not only bolstering NATO's eastern borders, but also supporting non-NATO countries facing risk of Russian aggression. In other words, only NATO can threaten and invade other nations, but Russia is not allowed to protect its own interests.
Okay, let me say something, Mitch. May I?
Yes.
Hold on. The point here underscores what I've been saying. Not one statement from any Western official, NATO or American, has talked about de-escalation in any way. What you just read was quite clear. Bolster, build up, strengthen NATO's forces where they are, at least where they are. This is my point. This is all headed toward a conflagration.
Yes, it is. This is a military policy of both containment and encirclement of Russia, which is why we are where we're at, because NATO has been containing and encircling Russia since the Soviet Union fell. This is not lost on China. China's foreign minister, Wang Yi, has issued a warning to the Biden administration not to repeat the mistakes made in Europe by attempting to create a Pacific version of NATO to contain and restrain China. Wang also criticized the U.S. for expanding its ties, including military cooperation and weapon sales with Taiwan. Wang warned that such policies will not only push Taiwan into a precipitous a precarious situation, but will also bring unbearable consequences for the U.S. side. Taiwan will return to the embrace of the motherland by force if necessary. Okay? So in spring 2021, the pedophile Marxist Biden regime published a formal strategic guidance to enable us to present a common front, produce a unified vision, and pool our strength to promote high standards, establish effective international rules, and hold countries like China to account. That is why we will reaffirm, invest in, and modernize NATO and our alliances in Australia, Japan, and Korea, which with our other global alliances and partnerships are America's greatest strategic assets. A plain reading of that text clearly shows that the USA is pursuing a NATO-like alliance in the Pacific solely focused on the issue of holding China to account. Both the Quad and the newly formed AUKUS alliance exist solely to coordinate a military response to China's expansive presence in the Pacific region. China announced last Friday that it will not stand idly by while the U.S. conspires against it. China is preparing to use force to defend its disputed territory claims in the region. When it comes to China's readiness to go to war over Taiwan, there is no uncertainty. The Chinese ambassador to the U.S., Jing Gang, said, and I quote, if the Taiwanese authorities, emboldened by the United States, keep going down the road for independence, it most likely will involve China and the United States, the two big countries, in the military conflict. The lessons on how the West is reacting to Russia's attack are being closely studied by the Chinese leadership, with an eye on how the West might respond to any Chinese military action in Taiwan. The Chinese embassy in Russia says that it is the United States that is the real threat to the world. They shared Chinese foreign ministry spokesman Li Jian Zhao showcasing the United States democracy world tour, as he called it, listing many of the incidents where the U.S. had either bombed or invaded other countries since the end of World War II. These nations represent one-third of the world's population. He pointed out that 81% of all wars between 1945 and 2001 were launched by the USA. Zhao said, never forget who's the real threat to the world. North Korea's foreign ministry said this past week, the root cause of the Ukrainian crisis lies in the high-handedness and arbitrariness of the United States. The U.S. unjustifiably interferes in the internal affairs of other nations without regard for peace or stability, ignoring the self-defense measures taken by other nations, including Russia. It is arrogance and double standards. North Korea has launched hypersonic missiles and has put reconnaissance satellites into space so it can have early warnings of attacks. Actually, what that was for is so that they could see the battlefield from space, okay? Mm-hmm. So South Korea has elected a new president, Yoon Suk-yeol, who is pro-American rather than pro-Chinese like the outgoing president. Chinese Chairman Xi promised to strengthen friendship and cooperation with North Korea under the new situation. The new situation is the world polarizing into two camps. Okay, so this talk is war preparation talk. If North Korea would be so kind to attack South Korea when China attacks Taiwan, it would return a favor from 1950. Back then, Mao Zedong was preparing to launch an allied attack on Taiwan to take it back. However, as U.S. troops approached the Chinese border, China decided that it was more important to keep North Korea from becoming a U.S. ally, so they instead sent the troops to North Korea to save the communist regime there. Now that China is ready to invade Taiwan, North Korea can save their efforts by invading South Korea, a two-front war that the U.S. and their paltry allies could not realistically handle, especially if they were also engaged in Europe. Military sources have told me that the United States has alerted 100,000 troops to go to Europe for war with Russia. Has your Marxist politician told you about this?
Excuse me, Mitch.
Yes.
Say that again, please, and start at the beginning. 100,000 troops. Say that again.
military sources have told me that the United States has alerted 100,000 troops to go to Europe for a war with Russia. Has your Marxist politicians told you about this? They haven't even mentioned it.
No.
But the troops who have to go, they know. Okay. On March 13th, the last day of the Beijing Paralympics, warned that no foreign powers or militaries will succeed in interfering with Taiwan, cautioning that any country attempting to offer support to Taipei will suffer the worst consequences. Meanwhile, the idiot Marxist Jake Sullivan told China that if it helped Russia evade sanctions, there would be grave consequences. He also told the world that no nation is allowed to trade with Russia. What? What baseless hubris. This is the pedophile Marxist Biden regime dictator of the world. Just like they have told American citizens for the past year to obey or you will lose your job, now this sexually perverted, demented Marxist regime thinks it can tell the world to obey. It's time for the American people and the people of the world to say, F you. Pedo Joe. This morning, Jake Sullivan warned China that there would be serious consequences if China helped Russia militarily in Ukraine. The Chinese foreign ministry said it was fake news that the U.S. made up and then issued warnings about the situation that did not exist. Now, keep in mind that China, the Paralympics were over yesterday, so China can go any day now, okay? How they want to do that, do they want fog, do they want rain, do they want clear skies? That's all in their head, and we can't know. And they would never signal us ahead of time, okay? So now let me go on to escalations with Russia. Okay, so Ukrainian Zionist Marxist dictator Zelensky has been trying to drag NATO into a shooting war with Russia. He kept pushing for a no-fly zone that Russia already declared to be a red line for a nuclear war. Then he wanted Poland's and Bulgaria's fleets of MiGs and Sukhoi fighter jets, also a red line. Poland did not want them to fly from Polish airspace. Germany did not want them to come from German airspace, and Americans did not want to fly them into Ukraine. Russia has said that any military aircraft taking off from NATO soil going into Ukrainian airspace would result in a nuclear war. Zelensky wants this war bad, just as bad as the Rothschilds. So what does Ukraine do? A false flag Russian attack into NATO airspace. On March 10th, Ukraine launched a 6-ton Tu-141 drone, which only Ukraine uses, across Romania, Hungary, and into Croatia, where it crashed. The president of Croatia wondered how this unsophisticated drone, so easy to track, flew over three NATO nations without anybody detecting or intercepting it during an hour-long flight over NATO territory. It came down because it ran out of fuel. Croatian President Zoran Milanovic confirmed that the drone came from Ukraine. It was detected by Romanian, Hungarian, and Croatian radar, but no action was taken. Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković told NATO needs a shakeup. We cannot tolerate this situation, nor should it have ever happened. This was a pure and clear threat, and both NATO and the EU should have reacted. The bottom line is this incident shows how unprepared NATO was to deal with threats to its members.
Exactly. Hold on right there, Mitch. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. And we'll be right back. That's actually kind of humorous when you think about it. Three countries. All right. Stand by. We'll be right back with Mitchell Henderson. Hold on. Okay. Right back with Mitchell Henderson giving us another overview of a situation that is not looking good. I just look at it.
No.
Think. I can't see one positive approach being taken by anyone, especially on the West. It's just not looking good. Go ahead.
Okay, so we have lived through 2 years of a planned pandemic with a pathogen created initially in a U.S. laboratory and transferred to a Chinese biological warfare lab for weaponization. This was a crime against humanity that allegedly murdered 6 million people. So what was the next pandemic going to be, and how many people would we have killed with it? Well, it turns out that the Department of Defense gave $2.5 billion to Ukraine and Georgia to test biological weapons on people from labs in Ukraine and Georgia, according to leaked Defense Department documents on January 24th. It was called the G21 project in Georgia and the UP-8 project in Ukraine. The leak names the American Military Officers and National Institute of Health doctors involved. Okay, so Chinese military foreign ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian said that the U.S. operates 336 biological warfare labs in 30 countries. You should know because we do it in
336 bioweapon
labs? 336.
Wow.
He said that there were 26 U.S. bioweapons labs in Ukraine. How would China know this? Because they were part of it. On March 8th, the Zionist Victoria Nuland frantically said that we make sure that no materials Ukraine keeps at its biolabs end up with the Russian forces. Too late. Russia got them and published the foul and inhuman work we had been doing. Russian Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov said that the documents taken from the labs prove that the U.S. and Ukraine were making biological weapons in violation of the Biological Weapons Convention. Nuland said if any of the pathogens escape into the population, that it is Russia's fault. The U.S. denied having any part in the biological labs and said that it was a Russian propaganda and no one should listen to them. Last week in the Senate hearing, Senator Marco Rubio asked Victoria Nuland under oath if we had biological weapons program in Ukraine, and she admitted that we did. Last week, Tucker Carlson reported for 2 days about the truth the Russians were telling about the biolabs. What was interesting is that these labs worked on species jumping and gain of function on bat coronaviruses, amongst many other things. The document said that they were to start working on bird, bat, and reptile pathogens. State Department Ned Price said that at the time Russia was spreading outright lies. Oops, Victoria Nuland said it was not Russian lies. What evil things are the pedophile Biden regime planning for humanity in these labs? Should we just call the old pedophile Dr. Evil? I already believe that everything that the WHO, CDC, National Institute of Health, and the U.S. Public Health Service says are not just lies, but damn lies. The medical establishment has lost all credibility with me. Yeah. I believe the opposite of what they said. Russia deployed S-400 air defense missiles around Moscow. Russia is not being complacent. They are preparing for nuclear war. Belarus is already preparing for a nuclear war also. They have emptied all of their military bases and deployed their army to the field so that there's nothing to hit. There are no military targets left to hit. Russian troops are also moving into Belarus. President Lukashenko addressed his troops saying that they must bring Ukraine back into the fold of Slavism and terminating Lithuanian statehood. Putin thinks there is no leadership in the woke West and fully expects some Western politician to virtue signal something that may start a nuclear war. At this point, there are no plans for a land invasion of NATO. Well, there are, okay, because every country, I mean, the United States have plans to invade Canada right now, sitting in the shelf in a can, okay? So, but they don't have an immediate plan to do it.
Right.
They are
right.
Just going to nuke NATO. For example, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham suggested that Putin be assassinated. If that happens, because the U.S. took the blame beforehand, if Putin dies, we all die. Like when Biden said we could make crippling cyber attacks on Russia's infrastructure.
Yeah.
The value of cyber war is that it can't be attributed to anybody. Well, Peter Jones virtue signaled that. So no matter what, who actually does it, when it happens, Peter Joe is the one who took credit beforehand. It is like this gangbanger that got shot. He said that he was going to kill the guy who shot him. I said, if you're going to murder somebody, The last thing that you want to do is tell the police you are going to do it. Okay. I've witnessed this stupidity in my personal life. Okay. Mm. He may have did it, but I did not keep track. That was the only justice the shooter was likely to get. So on March 12th, Russia stated that they're going to start attacking arms shipments from NATO into Ukraine. All NATO weapons captured will be donated to the Donbass forces. Alexei Danilov, Secretary of Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, said that the Russian attacks on NATO arms shipments within the Ukraine will be cause for NATO to invoke Article 5 and go to war with Russia. He was quoting NATO Secretary General of the communist Jens Stoltenberg, who said, quote, "Today, the head of NATO, Mr. Stoltenberg, has made a statement: if a single projectile, a single bullet, hits a convoy that is delivering arms to Ukraine, NATO will consider it a trigger for invoking Article 5 of the NATO treaty." Jens Stoltenberg also said that Russian cyber attack can trigger an Article 5, but this should be understood as a counter to Russians saying that any cyber attack on their infrastructure will trigger a nuclear war. Yesterday, Jake Sullivan clarified that Article 5 can only be invoked if NATO territory is attacked, and the arms depot 10 miles inside of Ukraine does not count. When will Ukraine dress up soldiers as Russians attack a NATO territory to provoke a NATO entry into the war? They tried to do that with a drone that landed in Croatia that I spoke about earlier. Expect further efforts at provoking World War III coming from Ukraine. Okay. On March 12th, NATO announced joint exercises with the Georgia military to be held in Georgia. Why must we keep poking the bear? Why must we rub it in? Where are all the anti-being nuked to death protesters in the United States? Are we so focused on living life vicariously through others on Netflix that we are okay with being incinerated while relaxing in our homes? Or do we see this as the only way the woke marches can be exterminated, that we are hoping that Russia pushes the nuclear button? Okay, so let me get on to the list. Before hostilities broke out in Ukraine, I had mentioned that Russia had sent out letters to see who was friend and foe. On March 7th, the list was released by TASS. It is called the List of Foreign States and Territories that Commit Unfriendly Actions Against Russia, its companies, and its citizens. The list includes the United States, Canada, the European Union states, the United Kingdom, Ukraine, Montenegro, Switzerland, Albania, Andorra, Iceland, Liechtenstein, Monaco, Norway, San Marino, North Macedonia, Japan, South Korea, Australia, Micronesia, New Zealand, Singapore, and Taiwan. Keep in mind that this is a nuclear target list, okay?
Yes, it is.
So let me move on to Operation Barbarossa 2. Pravda had a story about the plans of NATO general staff using Ukraine as a Trojan horse to create a nuclear war against Russia. Operation Barbarossa was Hitler's invasion of the Soviet Union in World War II. The source of the information was the head of the Internal Security Service of the French Ministry of the Interior, General Ivan Blatt. It was made in 2018. The plan was to create a permanent hotbeds of tensions on the borders of Russia, organize provocations against local Russians, and openly prepare for war with Russia, specifically a nuclear war through escalations in Ukraine. The plan was to deliver a nuclear warhead to Ukraine that they could use if losing. The B-61 nuclear gravity bomb will come from Buchel military base in Germany. Is this true? It is only important if Russia thinks it's true. If a nuke goes off in Ukraine, it's game on and game over within the hour. Okay? And it is called Operation Barbarossa 2. Okay? How appropriate. For the Christians in the audience, I just want to say this. On March 7th, USA Today published on its front page an article titled "Disaster Could Happen Tomorrow." It was discussing the Great Cascadia earthquake that would be a 9 on the Richter scale and create a 100-foot-high tsunami on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. Actually, I do not know why they printed that article. They have been, there have been detailed warnings about it for at least 10 years. Magma bubbles have formed under many different dormant volcanoes in the Cascades this year, like the Three Sisters near Bend, Oregon. An earthquake of that magnitude, 9, plus volcanic eruptions like Mount St. Helens, would be a catastrophe. We also are in imminent danger of nuclear war. Previously, I explained the first 5 seals and the corresponding historical events that match them. So, Revelations 6:12, in the opening of the 6th seal, says, there was a violent earthquake, and the sun became black, like coarse black cloth, and the moon turned completely red like blood. The sun being blocked out implies that the earthquake will be accompanied by volcanic eruptions. Okay, 6:13 says, the stars will fall down to the earth like unripe figs falling from the tree when a strong wind whips it. We know in these days that an actual star will not fall on earth because they are too big. Okay, they're much bigger than earth. However, if you have ever seen missiles coming in mass, they would look like falling stars. I've seen this for myself, okay? They do look like falling stars. Mm-hmm. This sounds like nuclear missiles coming inbound to hit their targets. 6:14 goes on and says, the sky disappeared like a squirrel being rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved from its place. The Greek word for sky is Uranus. To make uranium nuclear weapons, you need only 2 subcritical masses of U-235 and slam them together. The nuclear chain reaction uses up all of the uranium that disappeared and turns it into energy, a nuclear explosion. During the Fukushima earthquake, Japan moved 8 feet closer to the U.S. So, yes, a magnitude 9 earthquake can move around everything on Earth. Okay, for the non-Christians in the audience, the earthquake and volcanic activity are increasingly likely, according to geologists. They say that it's overdue and can happen any day. Nuclear war can happen any day now, also. We live in very dangerous times. So, Jake Sullivan met with the Chinese counterpart in Italy today, so he could dress them down and say that they should not trade with Russia or they will be sanctioned. Let me just say what a complete and total idiot this man is, because if we sanctioned Russia and China, do you know what would happen? The world economy would collapse. It may collapse just by sanctioning Russia. Okay, we're seeing oil prices go up.
My point again, this is the West literally destroying its own self.
Yes,
the West is destroying its people, its culture, its societies, its economies by sanctioning Russia. And if they sanction China, it'll get, you're right, it'll be over. We are watching our own pedophile government destroy our way of life. That's the truth.
Yes, we are. And you know what? Peter Joe stands up there and says, I have unified NATO. We're unifying the world against Russia. Well, wait a minute. Where is this unity at? He's been trying to call the UAE and Saudi Arabia and Venezuela, trying to get them to open up the taps on oil. Well, why would Saudi Arabia do that when they're making a killing in the oil market right now? Because each barrel of their oil sells for more money. Okay, and what did Biden do the first week he came into office? He snubbed both UAE and Saudi Arabia. He canceled our arms sales to them. Okay, yeah. And then he, just basically shunned and snubbed the leadership there. He's gone further in making Qatar a special military ally of the United States. Well, to go back in history just a little bit in the past few years, Qatar was fighting with the UAE and Saudi Arabia because it was pro-Iran and it was doing business with Iran. okay? And they weren't on board with the Abraham Accords and stuff against Iran. So what do? We make the enemy of our friends our closest ally in the Middle East, okay? And we also, at the same time, we go begging Iran for oil. Iran thinks we're the great Satan. We probably are the great Satan, but they're not going to open the taps for us. And Maduro just told the Department of State people who went down there, he said, hey, Russia's right on this thing. You picked this war with Russia. Now you got to live with it. We're not going to sell you oil. Okay, so we sanction Venezuela, we sanction Saudi Arabia, we sanction the UAE, and then we say, hey, we need your oil. We sanction Iran to death, and oh, we need your oil. You know, how much more stupid could an American leader be than this crop of idiots that we have right now? The problem with woke people is they don't listen to anybody. No. They don't study anything. They will go to a foreign country and know nothing about that country and then try to deal with that country. And, well, that's not the way that you do it, you know. That's not diplomacy. That's bullying. That's arrogance, okay. And for our arrogance, that's turned a lot of people off. Even Mexico came in the other day and said that they're totally neutral in this, and they will trade with who they want. Okay, they're not gonna back us up on this anyway. And is Joe jumping through the hoops trying to open the Keystone Pipeline again? No, he is not. He's not doing anything to get more energy. He's asking people he is alienated to change their mind and give us something. And I think these countries like Saudi Arabia, UAE, Venezuela, Mexico, these countries are all saying, hey, you know what? We're kind of tired of you, and we're tired of you demanding that we obey you, that we're tired of you demanding of us when you don't do anything for us. Okay?
His job, Mitch, Biden's job is quite clearly to destroy this country, its economy, its way of life, and to extend it to Western Europe. This is a war against white Western Christian nations and their cultures. And that's what's going on. And Biden is right there pulling the strings.
Yeah. Well, Nathaniel Rothschild wrote that letter to the British Prime Minister because the British Prime Minister, as you see, responded by saying the very things that Rothschild said.
Exactly.
They want this war. They want this war because the real new world order that the Zionists want is a world order that they are in control of, and that their man is God in this new world order. Okay, they don't want to be negotiating with any powerful countries, so they have to wipe out all the powerful countries. They have to wipe out the economy. They have to make everybody so dependent on them that they can control people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So people, I would advise you to start becoming as independent as you possibly can, because the only freedom that you're going to have in the future is the freedom that you take for yourself. Okay, so you know, it's kind of critical that you get everybody get in the right mindset. Okay, it's not like as we follow these incidents and follow these escalations, it is not a matter of these things are just happening. It is a matter that it's planned. The nuclear war is inevitable. Okay, China could launch any day, and you know who's going to end up launching nuclear weapons first? I put my money on the United States because we're going to get a ass handed to us, and as we're running for cover, the only weapon we're going to have to fight with is going to be our nuclear arsenal.
Where are we going to run to cover to? We used to have something called a civil defense plan. Huh? The Russians have civil defense plans for all their major cities.
They have a very good civil defense.
Oh yes, they care about their people. This government doesn't
see. I have this wish that we could know when the Russians began running for the bunkers and stuff, because that signals that the nuclear war is about to begin.
That's right.
If Russia starts it.
Well, remember, they're right offshore. They're in international waters, Mitch, as you well know. That's 20 miles out or 12 miles out. They've got ICBM submarines there with 16 Balava missiles, 10 warheads per missile. That's 160 thermonuclear warheads aimed at American military and civilian targets. One submarine, and I've been told we have submerged nuclear, large nuclear bombs all up and down the East Gulf and West Coasts in international waters. Nothing we can do about it. And the idea is to flood the cities with 2,000-foot-tall tsunamis, scrub them clean, and wipe out 40% of the American population without leaving crap in the sky to cause nuclear winter. That's the idea.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
That's exactly what's going to happen, and I don't know. I just it's like Sinclair Lewis wrote this book back in the 1920s called "It Can't Happen Here." And his point was is that totalitarianism, dictatorships, all those kind of things, even war, can happen here too. I've been to 16 conflict zones. Some of those conflict zones were in countries that never would have believed that a war would break out in their country. But a war came to their country. Okay. War comes everywhere. Okay. America is not special. All the world was waiting for is the day that America was weak. And there was no better example of American weakness than our cowardly withdrawal from Afghanistan. That was the signal that
truly
you don't have to worry about the USA.
That will live in infamy, truly. Wow.
So weakness invites attack. Okay, this is on a personal level as well as an international level. You know, I mean, who do bullies on school pick on? They pick on weak kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so
of course.
They pick on the big, strong people? No, they don't.
Nope.
So, you know, this is not rocket science. Every diplomat, every politician should know this. But those guys, they were the little kids that were getting beat up in school, okay? And now they're going to have the revenge. They're going to wipe us all out.
It's true. Mitchell, thank you. That was another excellent
overview. You're
very
welcome.
We'll keep watching it. Thanks very much, Mitch.
Okay, you're welcome. See you next Tuesday.
You bet. Mitchell Henderson. All right, that's it for tonight. Another action-packed 3 hours. Wow. Back tomorrow night. We'll do it again. Hope to have the pleasure of your company at that time. Take care.